From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Croatian leaders put the nation's army on alert. The action came after crowds of migrants scuffled with police along the border with Syria. Police did not use force against the migrants as they tried to keep the barriers in place. They finally gave up, and the migrants started running into Croatia. Meanwhile, the European Parliament backed a plan to distribute some 120,000 refugees among European Union member countries in an effort to relieve overcrowding in the EU border nations. Chilean officials say the death toll has risen to 10 from an earthquake late Wednesday. The quake, which shook northern and central Chile, was centered about 500 kilometers north of the capital, Santiago. It was felt across South America and as far away as Buenos Aires. The head of Burkina Faso's new ruling council says the president and prime minister are safe in military custody and will soon be released. Emily Ayab has more.
Early Thursday, a soldier, Colonel Mamadou Bamba, announced on state television that this is indeed a coup.
Le président de la transition est démis de ses fonctions.
Bamba says the interim president is dismissed from his function. He says the transitional government and the National Transition Council are dissolved and that the consultation will take place to form a new government in charge of organizing inclusive elections. Media for VOA News in Abidjan.
The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a series of suicide bombings in the Iraqi capital that killed at least 21 people and wounded more than 50. The attacks on Thursday struck two predominantly Shiite neighborhoods in central Baghdad. Civilians and police were among the victims in the blasts. The Islamic State claimed responsibility in an online statement. This is VOA News. U.S. central bank officials have decided to keep interest rates unchanged at the record low rate where they have been for several years. Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen says officials want more improvements in the labor market and need to see inflation rise to the 2% annual rate they think is best for the economy. She projected the growth rate for the U.S.
The median growth projection is 2.1% for this year and rises to 2.3% in 2016.
Yellen spoke to journalists in Washington Thursday at the end of 2 days of debate among top Fed officials about where to set the rates. The Obama administration can begin implementing the International Nuclear Accord with Iran after Thursday's expiration of a 60-day legislative review period. The Republican-led Congress failed to block the pact despite fierce opposition in both chambers. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says global temperatures during August were the warmest on record, nearly a degree Celsius higher than the 20th century average of 15.6 degrees. The agency said the June to August average was also the highest dating back to 1880, when records were first kept, and also the highest ever for the first 8 months of any one year. Scientists say the high temperatures are the result of a combination of climate change related to greenhouse gas emissions and an El Niño weather system over the Pacific Ocean that adds heat to the atmosphere. Ukraine has removed six European journalists from its list of persons banned from the country. A leading press freedom group says all journalists should be removed from the list. The country's National Security and Defense Council said Thursday it supported President Petro Poroshenko's call for three journalists from the British Broadcasting Corporation, two Spanish journalists, and a German reporter be taken off the list of 41 journalists and bloggers barred from entering Ukraine for a year. Officials in South Sudan say at least 60 people were killed when an overturned oil tanker exploded, burning up people who were trying to siphon off the fuel. A local official tells VOA the death toll is likely to rise due to the severity of many victims' burns. The biggest American automaker, General Motors, admitted guilt Thursday in hiding information from both the government and motorists about a defect in its vehicle ignition switches. That defect has been linked to at least 124 deaths. GM agreed to a $900 million fine to settle criminal charges in the case. For more news stories and details on the ones we've just heard, take a look at our website, voanews.com. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.